This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak. It is, yes it is. It is Thursday, isn't it not? And we are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. And hey, we're going to continue our baseball prep coverage today with one of the, if not the best team, possibly in Northern Colorado, and it's going to be a state contender. These guys got it together. They're really good. The Fossil Ridge Sabercats. And they'll be joining us on the Clearwater Products Hotline in just a minute. And we are also brought to the baseball coverage, brought to you by Pro Design Countertop Specialists. When it comes to a new home or a remodel project, nothing speaks style and value like new countertops. Granite, quartz, laminate, or stone, Pro Design Countertops in Wellington is your one-stop shop. And of course, our sponsor for the Sabercats is Gyra 7 Roofing, a roofing company with a big heart serving all of Northern Colorado. Gyra 7 Roofing not only delivers excellence in the field, but also is deeply rooted in the community. Proud to sponsor local high schools and their sports program, giving kids and coaches some extra well-deserved media time. Well, I want to bring back a friend in coaching, Coach Mark Wagner, man, off to a tremendous start with his Sabercats. This weather isn't real baseball weather today, Coach, but how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great. Hey, congratulations on the start, and congratulations Thanks. On the big win over, I know a Sabercat rival when I see one. It's over Fort Collins Lampkins, man. You guys had a terrific game.
Yeah, we played well. Easton Miller sets the tone for everything that we do, and in big games like that, obviously comes out and strikes out three guys in the first inning. That's a pretty good start, and then we get the bats going right away. So makes it a little easier when you get that breathing room. You know how that goes.
Absolutely. And Easton, and we're gonna be talking to Easton, Jensen, and Shane. Are you guys with us right now?
Yeah, we are.
All right. Yeah. We're gonna be hopping around, Coach, and guys. We're going to be hopping around and asking some questions, you know. But if Northern Colorado people out here have not seen this ball club, this is on the list to do this spring because you guys got it going. You play in the tough Front Range League and a lot of good things. Coach, let's continue with you a little bit. Talk about how excited you are to be at Fossil Ridge and to coach this current group of guys.
So, as you know, Bruce, I was at Collins for 9 years and, really thought it was probably time for me to step away and do something different. But, when the opportunity at Fossil arises, it's pretty hard to turn that down. The talent over there, a lot of guys, college caliber players, Division I caliber players, the opportunity there was just too much to walk away from. So I thought I'd throw my hat in the ring and try it one more time if they gave me the opportunity, and fortunately they did. So, I couldn't be happier. Love working with these guys. They're all about it. They're all about the right things, doing the right things off the field, on the field, playing hard all the time, compete. It's been one of the more fun years that I've ever coached at any level.
Absolutely. Well, we're happy for you, man, and Fossil is very, very fortunate to have you. Hey, Easton, let's talk to you first, and we'll go most recent, and then we'll get into some other things as the program moves along. But you're not only pitching great, you're hitting .471. But tell us about that start against Fort Collins and how you just dominated from start to finish.
I knew I had to go out there and, like Coach said, set a tone. I just had to do my job, go after guys, throw strikes, just get, get the guys back into the dugout as fast as possible.
Absolutely, and you certainly did that. Now, you are an Air Force commitment, correct?
Yes, sir.
That is exciting, and for our listening audience, Easton is one of the top pitchers in the state of Colorado and is committed to the Air Force Academy after graduation. And along with Easton, we have seniors Jensen Panaski. I probably messed that up, Jensen, and Shane Crow. But Shane, let's get to you. What position, Shane, are you spending most of your time at?
I am catching this year.
Okay, I knew you were catching the other day, and I know you're listed at some other places, but a full-time catcher being your senior year?
Yes, that is the position I feel most comfortable with and where I can contribute to the team most. And where I'm most useful.
And I'll tell you what, every ball club, no matter what the level, that catching position is so important. And along with that, hey, you have two dingers. You're hitting .406. You haven't committed an error yet, you know, and you've already played 12 games. So that's something itself. But, hey, let's talk about catching a little bit. Shane, number one, you get a handle and an incredible staff. Talk about, you know, the differences in the guys that you catch and some of the things that you look for in your pitchers come game day.
Well, the difference with working with higher level dudes like this is really the relationship I have with each of our pitchers and kind of just the connection we have and being able to talk through stuff and be able to know what's working that day, what's not, what can we improve on, what's good. Kind of just being able to know them and have that really good relationship allows us to be a great battery.
And, you know, when you're catching the guys, I got to ask you this because every program's different. Do you call the pitchers or does the pitchers come from coach and the bench?
The pitches do come from coach on the bench. And we do have a tight relationship, me and Coach Hardy, where we're able to talk about pitches in between innings and talk through what's working and how we're going to attack these next guys and kind of just seeing them again.
When you put down curveball and Easton says, no, I want to go with another fastball, who wins?
Oh, Easton's call.
That a baby, because you know I'm a former pitcher, not nearly the level of Easton Miller, but you know it's kind of that confidence and that sense about being a pitcher. You two guys are the guys involved on every play, you know, when you're on defense. So that's terrific. Hey, Jensen hitting .486, man. Are you playing first or third?
I'm playing first base.
Okay. At first base, and you get to be kind of involved in every play, too, but I want to talk to you about hitting, man. That .486 average, high slug percentage and things like that. But what's your approach, Jensen, you know, at the plate when you're facing guys that maybe you're not quite familiar with?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just being ready to swing. When you step in the box, you should be able to attack that first pitch because, I mean, things just get tougher once you start getting deeper in the counts, right? So the biggest thing is just being short and fast and ready to roll.
And obviously you've done that. Hey, Coach, your team's hitting the ball real well, you know, this season. Give us some of your strategies. And yeah, I know it takes talent, but it takes some, you know, common strategies and what you guys are looking for. Tell us a little about your approach with your team, Coach Wag.
Sure, we try to stay in the middle of the field. That's kind of a first and foremost, you know, get inside the ball, stay in the middle of the field. Our thought is if we do a good job on pitches middle and away, then some pitches will show up inside, and then we're going to rely on just bat speed and get the ball out in front when we want to do damage. But really, doing damage, that's the name of the game, right? We're looking for doubles, triples, home runs. We don't want to leave guys out there. We try to get runners to third base with less than two outs so we can score them with something other than a hit. And, you know, you're talking to Jensen earlier. Jensen cashes in all of his RBI opportunities. That is the thing he has really excelled at. And if you look at his RBI numbers, they're off the chart. So, you know, we've done a real good job of just staying in the middle of the field, staying balanced, taking what the pitcher gives us, trying to play team offense instead of individual offense as far as getting base runners on, you know, advancing with aggressive base running, and getting guys to third base with less than two outs so that we can take the pressure off ourselves to get that RBI with, you know, something other than a hit.
Absolutely. Hey, Jensen, does your approach change at all when you have guys on second and third or first and third and, you know, less than two outs? Is there a different approach or, you know, tell us about you.
Yeah, there for sure is. With guys on base, you're taking your swings for the team. You're not taking those swings for yourself, right? You're trying to get a ball in play and score it no matter where it is. Now, with, like, nobody on, nobody out, you may be taking some bigger hacks trying to spray some balls around the yard. But, man, with runners on, you're just trying to get it in play. And at the high school level, making guys make plays is something that's super important to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, I love that answer because you're talking about your team and you're talking about whatever you have to do to get those guys on. And I just love that answer, Jensen. Shane, let's go back to defense catching. I'm going to ask you a question here. Would you rather, to end the game, would you rather throw the guy out at second base or would you rather get the winning hit?
I would personally rather get the game-winning hit, as that's just, I mean, a walk-off hit. That's everyone's big dream. But either way, I mean, whatever gets the win at the end of the day, is everyone's going to be just as pumped no matter what.
And you know what? You make such a great point about a walk-off hit, because as soon as the walk-off hit, everybody out of the dugout erupts. You know, you have that adrenaline feeling that you can't practice. You know, it's got to be in that moment. And great answer. Hey, guys, we're going to take a little break here. Want to thank Buildings by Design. The process of building a new building can seem daunting. It doesn't have to be when you use Buildings by Design. They have a surefire process to get your new building built to your satisfaction. Hey, visit our friends out in Brush, Colorado, and see them. Check them out online at buildingsbydesign.com. Hey, we're going to come back with the Sabercats, the coach, and the guys that really make it happen after these messages.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
You want it all in one radio station for your favorite pro teams?
And I want it now!
KFKA now airs Avalanche, Nuggets, Rockies, and Broncos games. Keep it here. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak as we continue our prep coverage brought to you, baseball coverage brought to you by Pro Design Countertops. Pro Design will help guide you along the countertop process. Contractor base and ready to serve the Front Range. Call 970-568-7829. And with us on the Clearwater Products Hotline, the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, Jensen Planansky, Easton Miller, and Shane Crow, along with, of course, Coach Mark Wagner. And hey, guys, I want to comment on your preseason schedule, Coach. You guys played a good preseason, and you know that lone loss, you know, beat some really good teams in our Arvada West, Columbine, and some others, Douglas County, and then just that lone loss to highly ranked Cherry Creek. And those guys always put out a pretty good program. But, man, if you guys get these guys in a playoff, probably will have the upper hand, I'm thinking.
Oh, I don't know about all that. Cherry Creek's very talented. And,
they are.
You know, going down to their place, we made a couple mistakes in the third. We actually had a 6-1 lead at one point and made a couple mistakes in the third inning. And again, when you play a good team and you give them that opportunity, they did what good teams do. They took advantage of that, had a big inning on us, and we couldn't ever catch quite, or we couldn't quite catch back up. But yeah, I mean, I would love to see Cherry Creek again. That'd mean that we've advanced pretty far in the playoffs.
That's
right. I'm pretty sure they'll be deep in the playoffs by that point.
That's right. But hey, Coach, tell us what's not a surprise, but what has your club really excelled at up through these 12 games?
Well, I mean, it all starts and ends on the mound for us. We got Easton obviously leading the charge, and then we also have Breck Benedict, a junior left-hander who is, I think, has pretty comparable numbers to Easton, actually, as far as ERA. Not as many strikeouts, more of a control guy. But, you know, he's thrown a couple shutouts, threw a shutout yesterday, actually, down at Boulder. He's done a great job. And then we have Vedant Sharma, who is our third starter. He's actually a Harvard commit. He's a junior,
okay.
Much smarter than you or I.
As a junior, he's committed to Harvard, so we're not going to have him on today. You know, I got to prepare a lot better for that.
We don't want him to make us look bad. Correct. Yeah, and then you know, Jensen's pitched him out of the bullpen. We have Braden Fritz has pitched out of the bullpen. Luke Gaysa-Thiel's pitched out of the bullpen. All those guys have done a good job, and really the credit for that goes to Coach Hardy. He's done a great job managing the staff, calls all the pitches, you know, studies the hitters, does an excellent job of figuring out, you know, what our strengths are and what we can go to on a certain day, you know, obviously with Shane's input and things like that too. So really that pitcher catcher pitching coach relationship, I couldn't be more happy with where we're at with that and just the work that those guys have done. And that's really been the strength of our team.
Sure. Hey, Shane, let's get to you. Hey, what attracted you to become a baseball player as a kid?
Baseball has always been my favorite sport growing up, watching it, playing it, and I've been playing since such a young age that I've been a multi-sport dude forever, but as I got older and narrowed down, I'm focusing solely on baseball now, as that's my main passion.
Do you have plans for next year?
I do. I'm going to Colorado Mesa next year for baseball.
Man, you know what? I am so biased, but one of my favorite places is Colorado Mesa. I had a couple basketball former players over there right now, and they just simply love it. So great choice of school, not just athletic.
Yeah, Bruce, all three of those guys are Colorado baseball commits. Jensen going to Regis. Shane going to Mesa, and then obviously Easton going to Air Force. So
yeah, all Colorado,
the homegrown talent in the state. So that's good news.
That is great news, you know. And I will speak for Mesa. All their sports, they have done such a great job, just kind of hovering over Colorado, and their programs are really built with a lot of Colorado kids. Easton, what attracted you to baseball as a kid?
Oh, man. So long ago, it's hard to remember. But I just, you know, growing up, I always loved, same with Shane, I always loved baseball. I just loved being out on the field, especially pitching. Pitching was always my favorite thing to do, and it just really made me love the game.
Absolutely. And baseball is my favorite sport as well, guys. So it is my favorite sport. Jensen, any different answer, you know, from Shane and Easton on how you got started as a kid in baseball?
Not really, man. It's just America's game, you know?
Absolutely. Coach Wagner, and you're coaching baseball, but I am a baseball guy.
I know you are.
I would, you know, I would still love to coach baseball.
You used to quiz me on it all the time. I was like, man, maybe you should be coaching these guys.
No, let's don't go there. But, you know, who did Coach Wags, when you were a kid, you know, how did you just fall in love with baseball? And were there any players or people influential in your life that just guided you toward it?
Man, we're going to go way back in time to when I was.
Not as far back in time as I would.
Oh, good point. But still way before these guys were ever even thought of.
That's all right. They need to know their history.
You know, when I was a kid, it was like the Pete Rose era and the Big Red Machine and guys like that. And so I guess Pete Rose was probably the big influence when I first started playing. You know, just playing with his hair on fire, super competitive. And then I was a guy who kind of fell in love with the Mets there in the 80s. And sure. Now we have documentaries and everything, so we know how crazy they were. But just the guys that were just raw and super competitive and just gritty and grimy, that's kind of always what I've been drawn to.
And
that's why I like baseball. I love being out there in the dirt and just getting after it. You know?
And I don't know if there was anybody more competitive than Pete Rose.
These
guys, they don't understand that. But back then, when the All-Star game meant something, him with the collision at Ray Fosse at home plate, because why? Because he wanted to win.
Absolutely. If we're keeping score, we're going to try to win. Right?
Exactly.
That's a philosophy. You can ask these guys. I've said that to them several times. If they're keeping the score, we're going to try to win. I don't care what it's about.
Absolutely. Hey, Coach, I know in high school you're continually building fundamentals and things like that. Once the season gets started and you're playing a lot of games in your practices, how do you balance that, you know, with fundamentals and preparing for the next opponent and different things like that? Tell us a typical practice.
So we try to keep the segments of our practice short and quick, right? So you know, baseball becomes a game, and I think the coaching of baseball has become a situation where it gets methodical. So, you know, I'll shout out a friend of both of ours, Ken Shaw. Played basketball for Ken at Rocky, and we always had like 5 to 8 minute segments, and that's what we did, 5 to 8 minutes, and we'd work on this for 5 to 8 minutes. Kept it fresh, kept us moving fast, kept us able to do many different things in each practice. And at baseball, we probably can't do it in 5 to 8 minute segments. But we really try to keep our segments short and quick, stay energized and enthusiastic with what we're doing, review what we need to do, and then move on to the next segment. Try to keep that baseball practice more up-tempo like a basketball or a football practice. So
yeah.
That's kind of something I believed in. I learned pretty early on in my coaching career. Didn't really ever see it in baseball for a long time, but then, you know, the best coaches at the college level do that as well, and that was something that I borrowed and kind of stole from them.
Yeah.
And we definitely try to go with that style of practice.
Good. And when you played, especially when I played, it wasn't probably as fast moving during practice. It was a little more standing around.
A lot of
and
standing
going,
around.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There was. Yeah. Hey, Jensen.
It's not conducive to athletics, right?
Right. Jensen, what's your favorite infield drill when you're working defense? What's your favorite drill?
You know, my favorite drill is just receiving throws from my infielders at first while they're doing their drills. just watching the way that the ball comes out of their hands. And, I mean, my wish is that when a ball leaves one of my infielders' hands that they're not worried about it. They'll say, okay, JP will catch that, you know?
And how many outs has Jensen saved from infielders' bad throws this year?
A lot. Big one in the Collins game, actually. Came off the bag, went up the line, made a tag on a bad throw. I mean, yeah, Jensen's he's a machine over there, a picking machine. And that guy's catch radius is insane because he's about, what, 7'3"?
Oh, I know he is. He's so big. I know. I've seen it up close personal. All right.
Absolutely.
So, Shane, how about catching, man? You know, obviously important blocking pitches and things like that. You know, your quickness getting the throw down to second base. But what's your favorite thing as a catcher to work on?
Really, catching is I'm able to work with Coach Hardy when that comes to working with the pitchers, whether that's PFPs, bunt defenses. But besides that, I'm able to actually step aside with our other catcher, Hayden Hickson, and really get a ton of work in with each other, talk through that a bunch. We're able to set up the machine, work on receiving, blocking, like you said, our throws to second all day.
And that's great. And Easton, you know, I don't know how much bunting your opponents you've seen from this year thus far, but I'm sure guys can't hit you. So they're going to try to get on base via the bunt, and if somebody does get on base, they're going to test bunt-wise. How much do you work on fielding that bunt, you know, with Shane calling out where to go? How important is that for your defense at Fossil?
Oh, we do bunt defenses and PFPs about every single day. It's kind of a daily drill that we like to work on, make sure, you know, we stay solid and fundamental with it.
And as you three guys being senior, Shane, let's get back to you. What's the most memorable part of being a Sabercat so far for you in the baseball program?
For me, it's been the big crosstown games. Those have definitely meant the most to me. And, I mean, just the energy behind those with you always got a big crowd at those games. I mean, they're played at City – one of them's played at City Park under the lights, and it's really a special game. I mean, I'll remember all those my whole life.
Absolutely. And, you know, in any sport in Fort Collins, it just seems like those city rivalries are just a little extra juiced up. But, Easton, how about you? Favorite moment?
Oh, definitely. It's another city rivalry game, but last year against Rocky Mountain, under the lights at City Park, it can't get any better than that.
There you go. You know, the Lobos, you guys have all caught up to them, man. They used to dominate, not anymore. So you guys are right there, and great, great baseball in Fort Collins, the city. So, Jensen, favorite moment?
My favorite moments are just when I'm out there with my teammates. Man, we're such a tight knit group, and everybody's always picking each other up. We got so much energy this year, man. So. I mean, anytime I'm out there with my boys on the field, that's my favorite memory.
There you go. Hey, Coach, talk about that team chemistry, that camaraderie. You know, you guys are built with seniors, but you have those, you know, obviously, underclassmen as well. What's that been for you thus far this year?
Sure. I identified that, you know, when I first came in, because I got the job, I think, in October. Don't quote me on that, October or November. And that was one of the things that we talked about among our coaching staff is, you know, we really want to be a tight-knit group, want to be a group that plays for each other, not plays for ourselves. And we talk about that a lot. You can ask these guys about it. We talk about, you know, taking a team at bat, having a great team effort, doing things together as a team. The memories that we're going to make, all three of these guys, not one of them talked about, I hit a home run or I struck a guy out. It was, hey, my team did this, my team did that, I'm out there with my team. And, you know, that was one of the things we talked about from the beginning is we want to create that real team atmosphere, and everything that we do needs to be about all of us, not one individual. And I think that these guys have bought in. They've done a great job. And then, you know, the leadership that I get from these three guys and the other seniors has just been fantastic. They're all about the right things. They're making sure that the younger guys are in line. And we really are doing things as a team. Everything we do is with one goal in mind.
Well, you can, and Coach, you're just talking to these guys, and they're senior. The leadership comes out, and it's going to be a fun finish for you guys. Jensen, who's the best guy that you've faced this year thus far?
I think it'd have to be Toger from Fort Collins. He is just a solid arm, and, you know, we faced him last year as well, and he's still getting better, so I would go with Sean Toger.
Yeah, and like you guys, but top-notch kid, you know, hard worker, going to play at Cal Baptist next year. Easton, who's probably the best hitter that you've faced this year as you look back at some of the results? Tough question.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah, you know, I put you on the spot. How about this? Team-wise, have you noticed anybody as a team as far as their approach that you could certainly tell a difference as far as hitting?
Broomfield.
Yeah, definitely Broomfield. Their approach was probably the best so far that I think we've seen as a team. You know, they put the ball in play, and they just, you know, did their job when they had to.
Absolutely. Hey, Coach Wagner.
Yes, sir.
Talk about other teams trying to attack your pitchers. Have you seen anything unusual? I mean, an over amount of bunt game. You guys are tough to hit. So
yeah.
Are you seeing anything that's just a little different?
I wouldn't say we've seen anything yet. Teams are definitely trying to do different things. You can see that some guys have kind of gone to their almost two-strike approach against us from the beginning, just trying to be short and quick and get the ball in play, just because, you know, the strikeout numbers are really astronomical, especially for Easton. So we've seen that a little bit where they've just kind of tried to just not do too much, just try to go bat to ball, get the ball in play, and kind of see if they can attack us that way.
to be honest, there's not been a ton of base runners, at least against like a guy like Easton Miller, for them to even run bunt game.
Right.
So we haven't seen a lot of that. Douglas County tried to come out and do that a little bit to us. But again, I mean, we've got two-way guys that play on the mound, and so we're pretty athletic. Shane Crow's a plus athlete as a catcher. So the bunt game really hasn't been super successful, but I would expect that we'll see different approaches and different philosophies as we go through the year, as, you know, kind of as we prove that, hey, our pitching staff is for real. So guys are going to have to try to do something different just to see if there's some level of success out there for them.
Hey, Coach, are you scheduled to go today?
No, we played yesterday because I'm smarter than the average bear, Coach. I don't play in the snow, buddy.
That's what I'm seeing. Is that what I'm seeing on Max Preps?
Yes, sir. That
you played Boulder yesterday when it was
correct.
Scheduled for today. Man, you guys are smart, man.
And you drilled them. I learned from you, Coach, you know.
You drilled them, man.
Mess around with some of this stuff.
But big win. Hey, you 10 run them, you know, the 12-0 start. But hey, Coach Wags, who stood out, though, in that game offensively?
So Jensen hit a home run and drove in five, which is a pretty good day.
That's not a bad day, Jensen. Way to go.
Yeah, Owen Morgan hit a home run. I think he had a couple of hits. You know, we're pretty balanced, to be honest. We hit Ethan Moran didn't even start and ended up coming in the fourth inning, I think. I think he had two hits in the same inning, a double and a triple. So, yeah, I mean, we're pretty balanced, and that's one of the things I really like about our club is, you know, you can attack us at one place, maybe have some success at the top of the order or the middle of the order or the bottom part of the order, but the other guys are going to get you because, again, we have that team approach and everybody's taking the right kind of at-bats for their team. And that's just been really fun to watch and really, you know, just kind of inspirational as a coach to work with these guys who are just willing to do whatever it takes, you know, whenever, wherever that is.
Absolutely. And North Glenn coming up scheduled Saturday, weather permitting, obviously.
Yeah, let's hope.
And then you have next week, Legacy, Monarch, Fairview, three good teams.
No days off in the Front Range. League,
no,
you know?
There really aren't.
It's a deep league, and there's a lot of good teams. So,
everybody seems to have.
Away.
Everybody seems to have at least one really good arm, and a lot of schools obviously have more. But hey, we're going to take another little short break here and come back with the guys. I want to thank. First of all, if you want to text us, if you have any questions, text us at the Mosier Funeral and Cremations text line at 888-530-0043. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back with the Sabercats.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun. And finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination. And we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hear it again. Podcasts are available at 1310kfk.com. One more time.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are having the Sabercats on the Clearwater Products Hotline. Want to thank Gould Parts. Supporting small businesses isn't just good for the economy, it's good for the community. Gould Parts is a shining example of just that. Located at 45 East Collins Street off of Highway 85 in Eaton, whatever spring project you have going, you can always get your parts. Everything you need at Gould Parts. So, hey, guys, as we wrap up this latter segment here, I always want to ask baseball players this, and we'll start with the catcher because he's usually the brains behind the whole scene. Man, I'm going to get an argument from Easton and Jensen, you know.
Right.
You know, but hey, Shane, who's your favorite MLB guy and why?
I mean, I'm a Red Sox fan, so growing up, my favorite player was David Ortiz, actually.
Gotcha.
But a close fall, I've been following for a while now, obviously not anymore, but Yadier Molina has been a guy I've been looking up to as he's an
excellent catcher, and I mean, there's a lot about his game that you can watch and reflect on.
No kidding. The big Papa, Poppy, man. Hey, have you been to a game in Fenway?
I have.
Isn't it awesome?
It's something special, and it's something I think everyone should experience once, as it's otherworldly.
I totally agree. Great answer. Easton, how about you? I'm guessing it's a pitcher, but who's the favorite guy?
Yeah. Definitely Max Scherzer. He's just a bulldog up there. I don't know. He just goes and attacks guys, and I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, every year, when he's young, older, it doesn't matter, and you put it right. He is that bulldog. Jensen, anybody?
Yeah, for me, it's Freddie Freeman. He's a first baseman as well, and I always heard stories about him in high school. After practice, he'd just go out to the field, and he would hit for hours and hours after practice, and that's something kind of like Coach Wagner. I kind of identify with the dudes like that who just get reps and reps and reps and reps, because that's been kind of my story as well.
Hard work pays off, and man, what a great player, Freddie Freeman. I mean, I have to be honest, I love watching him play, but I liked him more as a Brave, you know. Now that he's
easy to hate the Dodgers.
Now that he's a Dodger, it's like, absolutely. Oh, man, I like that guy, but I really don't want him to do well, you know. But, Coach, how about you? Favorite players? You mentioned Pete Rose, obviously. Favorite team growing up? Anything different?
No, New York Mets, because we didn't have a team
the
here.
Mets guy, yeah. Yeah.
Are we getting now? It's the Rockies.
Now it's the Rockies. Are we going to see the Rockies prosper in the next 3 years?
All signs point to no, but you know, hope springs eternal, right?
So it does. It does. I always say, you know, the Astros went through that period where they lost over 100 games. The Diamondbacks went through a time when they lost over 100 games. You know, so it can change up a little bit. So we'll see. Well, guys, I'll tell you what. Want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's just fun to get to talk to you, and you guys just got it going so well. But Jensen, Easton, Shane, thanks so much. Appreciate having you on.
Thank you
so much.
And Coach Wags, happy for you. You're kind of at that midpoint of the season. Go finish strong. Get these guys into a high position in the playoffs, and most of all, have some fun.
Yeah, I'd like to give these guys some new memories that involve state tournament runs.
There you go. Absolutely.
Coach, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Good absolutely. And we'll talk off the air, obviously. And thanks again for joining us, Coach Mark Wagner. We need to take a break, and we'll be back to wrap it up on Coach Speak.
.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling. Like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Scores, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. Let's thank Gyra 7 again, man. They guys have just knocked it out for us for covering a lot of these local baseball teams. But they are that roofing company with a big heart, serving all of Northern Colorado. Gyra 7 Roofing not only delivers excellent in the field, but is also deeply rooted in the community. They love to give back. Gyra 7 Roofing. Hey, how exciting is it for our station now? The Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, to be covering all four major sports. Of course, the Rockies you've heard on, the Broncos, and now with the Avalanche and the Nuggets and making those playoff runs. So tonight's coverage, Avalanche, starts at 7, game time 7:30. But how fun is that? Just it's fun getting in your car and being able to just put it on KFKA and hear those games. But Micah, are you in for the long haul today? Here through the Avs game.
I will be watching it, watching the Avs game here. I do not have television at home.
Okay, all right. So, hey, quickly, let's get some baseball scores from yesterday in Lutheran, all over Northfield, of course, the power year in and year out, Lutheran High School. Pete's out on the east. They defeat Briggsdale 13-3, along with Caliche. They squeeze by Prairie 9-7. Forge Christian in the Metro. Basalt visits them, and they come out with a victory 8-4. Akron beats the Rams out at Marino 7-3. Yuma 4-2 over Ray. And Valley, they get a nice win over Timnath 5-2. Elsewhere nearby, this had to be a great game out at Berthoud, and we're going to try to get Buddy Coons on possibly, maybe even tomorrow. We'll see. But Berthoud, a 1-0 win over George Washington out of the Denver Prep. Had to be some great pitching in that one. Sterling with a nice win over Wellington, 11-4. Pueblo Central beat Lahana down south, 8-1. Golden out of Jeffco, they go and beat Denver South. Longmont over Skyview, 18-5. Locally, Thompson Valley, 4-2 over Niwot. Pine Creek over Vista Ridge, 10-0. And let's see, Riverdale Ridge, nice win over Skyline, 8-1. Another local game, Severance, with an impressive win over, the Mustangs of Fort Morgan, 12-2. Northern Colorado, hey, stay tuned for the whole show. Brady's got it going. We love you out there, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.